Yes, guys, and welcome back to episode 4 of Tea with CTB. So, hi guys, what's up, Rituraj, and what's up, Mohit?
Hello, hello, how are you? How are you? It's all going good.
Hey man,
Mohit, how are you? How are you?
back again.
Yeah, fourth episode, I guess. Fourth one.
Yeah, we keep on
Yeah,
going.
so, yeah, and so today we have a really special guest among us, and I actually met him on an Instagram live, and I was really impressed by the way he speaks. मतलब उससे बात करने में बहुत मजा आता है, and I really loved him and I wanted him as a guest for this episode. So he's here.
Hi.
So hi Vineet, and how do you feel coming into this episode?
Oh, it feels good. Like sharing views with you all and knowing what views you all have. So it is nice to be here and yeah, looking forward to more opinions, views, कैसा चल रहा है, क्या हो रहा है, तो वैसा.
Right. It's a pleasure having you on board with us for this episode. So, अब I think now again this stupid अपना international break is again up, and we are
Yeah.
going to start with the games that we have played after the Crystal Palace का match. So basically, the first game after Crystal Palace was against Southampton. So Southampton का game में I guess we drew 3-3. So वो that was the first live where I met Vineet, and मतलब आई गेस उसमें भी एवरीवन ओके एवरीवन हैड लाइक ग्रेट एक्सपेक्टेशंस कि जीतेंगे अपन, क्योंकि फॉर्म अच्छा चल रहा था तभी बहुत एक्सपेक्टेशंस था, एंड वी वर 3-2 अप आई गेस. उसके बाद देन लास्ट में वापस अपन ने गोल खाया, एंड दैट वाज रियली बैड अगेन. फिर केपा का तो मतलब पता ही है, ही प्लेड दैट गेम अगेन, एंड देन उसको आई डोंट ब्लेम हिम, बट दे कुड हैव बीन सेव दैट विच ही कुड हैव मेड ऑब्वियसली. बट ठीक है, अभी 3-3 वी गॉट अ पॉइंट फ्रॉम इट, नॉट दैट ग्रेट रिजल्ट बट फाइन.
You can't miss out the Zuma mistake also. That was a big mistake from
ओके
him his side also,
हाँ
not just Kepa.
हाँ राइट, वो भी हो सकता है कॉन्ट्रोवर्शियल, बट ठीक है, गॉट अ पॉइंट, दैट फाइन. मूविंग ऑन, देन आफ्टर दैट आई गेस वी प्लेड आवर फर्स्ट चैंपियंस लीग गेम आई गेस
यस
अगेंस्ट सेविया. तो सेविया, सो व्हाट आर योर थॉट्स ऑन दैट ऋतुराज?
So Sevilla, you know, it's gonna be a well-drilled game. Tactically, they are very sound. They have sh shaken up many teams like Barcelona and Madrid also. So and you know, they have won the Europa League. They are coming into the Champions League as with some good pedigree as the Europa League, and they have won it 3 or 4 times. So they are, you know, very good. You can just assume that it's gonna be easy when Sevilla are in the group. So yeah, the first half, second half, it was a stalemate basically. But the way the defense started improving, those were some first signs after that 3-3 game. Like players had that the shock that they literally dropped points after scoring three go great goals. So from a defensive point of view, it was a great game. Not 2 points lost, but a point gained from my side. Sevilla were also good, but the players like Suso, Ocampos were kept literally quiet by our defense. So that was very impressive for me, a good start to the Champions League campaign. And right now, as we are on the top of the group, I am happy just to with that draw. So it was very good.
Yeah, that's actually true. The very true, Ruturaj. And after that, I guess we got another clean sheet against Man United,
Yeah.
and basically a
Okay.
game which we should have won
We
actually,
should have
but
won.
ठीक है,
We should,
yeah.
yeah.
So basically, it
So,
was
by
a
a
defensive
wire.
formation. It was a defensive formation by Lampard. Three at the back. Okay. United were dominating position as hell. But again, the match that United lost against Arsenal, it was a penalty, and the match that went out as a stalemate for us, there could have been a penalty where again
True.
VAR didn't check, man. He just muscled him as speed down. I don't know why that wasn't checked. Why don't know again what the issue is with VAR. It was pretty difficult for us to see that. Like, it's a clear foul. I don't understand the referee's consistency of giving of checking the VAR calls. So that was really bad for us. Speaking from the football point of view, United dominated possession, of course, they had some good players attacking on the front line. We had just Pulisic and Werner up front from the pace side. Ziyech also came, right, as a sub in that match?
Yeah, he came in the end, right?
Yeah, so we saw some glimpses from him, some great passes. But again, it was a stalemate. But the main talking point here was also Mendy. Okay, the three good saves. The one-on-one with Rashford, the final save where he stretched the hell out. I don't know. That could have cost us the game if it went in. So, again, a good point taken, I would say. United coming back after defeating PSG in Champions League at a group stage. So, it's big. So, they were coming in full of confidence. But they still haven't won at Old Trafford and we are keeping it going. So, yeah, it was a good week for us that time. The good weekend and also good midweek for.
Yeah, that's great. Matlab, good thoughts, Rituraj. I was like really sahi tha. And so after United, I guess we had another Champions League game, right? Haan, uske baad, so we played, I guess, Krasnodar.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that, Mohit?
Yeah, it was a special game. Firstly, huge thanks to my man, Mr. Roman Abramovich, for attending that game. I hope he liked us play. It was great to have your owner watch it. Yeah. And we had fans. Oh my God, it was so good to have, you know, that real fan noise. And even though opposition fans, but it was so nice. Itna achha lag raha tha. You know, those false, fake fan noise, it was bahut achha. I was good. And then, I caught it in the game. We had a penalty, Jorginho. He doesn't miss penalties, and I'm going to penalties ka blame kisi ko par nahi dalna. Like, you don't blame someone for missing a penalty. It happens. So, yeah, that happened. And then Callum Hudson-Odoi got a, you could say, lucky. I mean, keeper should have saved it, but theek hai, you know, you need to try them. And it went in. And performances at the start, first half, till you could say the 70th minute was not good. As a fact, Krasnodar had more shots. They were dominating Krasnodar. Said, okay, Krasnodar, with all due respect. And then Frank Lampard did something. He did something. That's 70th.
Oh, those substitutions.
Which at start, I thought, wo West Brom type kar raha hai, like, kisi ko bhi like, but then we realized, like, it's two number 8. It's like Mount and Havertz, number 8 and Kante. In a 4-3-3, we switched to a 4-3-3. 4-2-3 were not working. 4-3-3. And all of a sudden, we clicked. I don't know, after that, it just looked so good. And obviously, we scored, Werner scored a penalty, you know, Pulisic scored a good goal. Ziyech, Champions League, his first
goal. Those three goals came quickly.
His first goal for Chelsea was very nice. And then, that change, actually, I think that change is, at the end of the season, we will remember that change.
I don't know if that's true. Abramovich invited everyone to dinner. I felt so great with that. I don't know if it's true, but it's good that everybody is gelling properly. I'm just happy he's our owner.
Yeah, he's the best owner in the Premier League. No arguments.
Right. And actually, talking about penalties, Mother Jorginho's record is like exceptional, man. Mother, 20 out of 26, he scored 23. And I guess that's something unreal. Matlab, yes, he's missed against Liverpool, and again on the Krasnodar day he missed one more, but theek hai chalta hai. And now Werner's on penalties, and Jorginho has, you know, accepted it ki bhai haan tu acha leta hai abhi filhal, so you can take it. That's pretty great sportsmanship from our vice captain. So after Krasnodar game, we played against Burnley. So what do you think, Mohit?
Yeah, like I said, Lampard capped the 4-3-3. The same, the two number 8s. And I was so excited just for that one reason. He kept it through two number 8s. And I know Burnley not having a best of Premier League seasons. They're usually a lot better than they are this season. But still, Burnley away is Burnley away. And breaking Burnley down is not easy. Last season, we did that thanks to Pulisic, like his dribbling. At home, it was we got a penalty. We got lucky that we didn't break down. And then... But this game, we broke them down. Legit. Tammy with a good layover. Ziyech with a finish. We're going to speak a lot about that guy. That man, we're going to speak a lot about this one
later.
So, and then Ziyech, he was all over the place, like in a good way. Like, he controlled the whole game, Hakim Ziyech. you know, it was just I that moment I felt wow. It was a good game, I could say that. Even the second and third goals. Zuma with a header, right? Boom. A big, how many goals
we've scored? Zuma has more goals than Martial.
Yeah, and how many goals we've scored from set pieces this season? It's like 4 to 5, like most. And where was that? Yeah, we didn't see that last season. And we've conceded only one.
Last, yes, exactly.
So, you know, big praise to my man Anthony Barry for coming in and helping us with that.
The defensive man.
So, I was really good. The two games.
Basically, 3 points in the bag in that Burnley game. Exceptional 3 points. So, after the Burnley game, we played Rennes at Stamford Bridge. And what are your thoughts on that, Vineet?
Yeah, Rennes starting was a heart attack. I mean, like, I wasn't believing that we were playing against, and I didn't have any idea as in how good Rennes was. I don't watch French league that often. So I didn't have any idea about how difficult Rennes is. But they proved to be very, very difficult at start. But I saw from Rennes and Sheffield United games that Frank Lampard is good tactically to adapt, like over the game. And like minute by minute, he has things in his mind and he implements it really very well. So for example, Rennes, thank God that red card was too harsh, by the way. But things go this way or that way. And we have had decisions against us before.
Against us.
Yes. So it was unfair, but you know what? We would have actually won that game after 25 or 30 minutes mark. So we would have won that game because they would have been on the front foot at the first, pressing high. They can't do for the whole game. But we have that quality to break them down in the midfield lines and everything. Yeah. So we would have won that game anyway. But the main thing from Rennes I took was we need Thiago Silva. Every match. No. Yeah, like that match and Ben Chilwell. So Ben Chilwell and Thiago Silva. Aage kuch bhi karo. Midfield mein, matlab kuch bhi karo. Thoda stability leke aao bas. Lekin wo dono chahiye hi chahiye. Because when Rudiger and I think Emerson came on. Mm. And then, like I told you on Insta Live, pura thunder piche. Like people were fucking dancing. Like they were doing cross balls and everything. But it's okay. Like after 70 minutes, when you come into the high intensity of the game and then you're confused. So maybe. But itna bada player hai toh fir, you don't have that excuse, man. Like, so,
start mein toh Ren, before that red card, bahut achha khel raha tha. They had possession, attackingly, pressing well. So red card was harsh, but after that red card, matlab khatam hi ho gaya. Wo log ko matlab kuch kar hi nahi paaye. We had the whole control for the match.
Eventually, they had to sit back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, they had no option other than that. And they missed their main man also, Camavinga, who is also the young prodigy that is hyping up the entire footballing world. So, yeah, he was even missing. So, it was a good win for us, yeah.
Yeah. So, moving on, then our last game was against Sheffield, which was a really good win, okay? Matlab, and when the first goal went in, okay, I thought, matlab, yaar, ye kya ho raha? Jab bhi main live kar raha ho, haar ja rahe apan. I was like, shit. But then the result was good. So, thoughts on that, Vineet, that win?
Yeah, and so from that game, as Mohit mentioned about the two number eights, when I saw that game, the two number eights actually move like fucking forwards in the forward line. Right. Like, you increase the width of the pitch with the fullbacks, and then these two, Kovacic and Mount, they have a full passing line, like full line, and they can actually travel forward. And then Tammy is holding the center back in the middle, and then the like two other center backs, they are engaged with ZH or someone on the wide line. So these two have complete access on the forward. So it was a brilliant tactical thing by Lampard, I feel. And if he goes on implementing these tactics over the time, it will be very great. And it also highlighted the importance of the intelligence of the players. I mean, if Kante was marked at first by two players, of Sheffield United. So he was marked, and you need to know how to get out of that marking very quickly, which was not visible last season or before that. Or ye bhi jo low block ko todne wala jo scene hai, we haven't done that in many years.
Yeah, many years.
Yeah, okay. And suddenly you can see the switch because of intelligent players, first of all, and then tactics. You need heavy tactics to, you know, break that low block, because Mourinho was not able to do it. And as like Conte was struggling with it, and suddenly Lampard does it. So I'm impressed with Lampard for the Sheffield United.
Yeah, especially. Exceptional job. Bahut sahi kar raha. And I noticed that you said the switching of plays, Mount, Joe, like from left flank to the right, it was just amazing. Jo balls dal raha tha, wo, that was just exceptional. Bahut sahi tha. And again, after, I guess, Kovacic ke badle aaya Jorginho, and he started playing in the defensive midfield role. And again, khatam ho gaya. He did those floppy passes, peeche back passes. Uske baad udhar bhi, we were like, theek hai, but we were 4-1 up tabhi. And that time he came on. That's good.
Also, Thiago Silva can play good DM, I feel. Look at his passing range, fucking bitch. Like, he can cross the ball from left to right as a defender. Too good.
Right. Wo bhi bahut long balls daal raha tha. That was also good. And a special credit to our wizard, Hakim Ziyech. And he was so good. That was, I mean, pure match mein, he was just exceptional. So, thoughts on Ziyech, guys?
Remember that scene where he absolutely destroyed that Burnley defender with that, Sheffield defender with that piece of skill, like flicking it back and then running. Oh, dude, that was so amazing. Like, it was so long that I watched that. I saw that such things with Jorginho, actually. It is pretty shocking. Like, he did that 360 against roulette against Leicester City, and also in the Europa League, Champions League games last year. So yeah, it is good to see some skillful players playing out on the pitch, doing some things. Ziyech, dude, putting that balls on the back post. You know, Chilwell, actually, that was a no-look shoulder shot. Like, I don't know what was that. It was actually in. And the iconic picture from the corner, where whether it was against us or whether it was with us, it was the same bloody picture. And I love to see that even went in. So that is the power of Hakim, dude. Yeah, I just love him. So what a start he has got.
Yeah, the same end as well. The same end as well. Shed and lower, like dumb. Like,
yeah.
Exactly the same that Ajax won in this one. Just fans nahi the. And I wish fans were there, man, to witness the wizard of London now, you can say.
Not exactly same, because Ziyech was the one who scored against us, but this time it was Thiago Silva header ke baad kya tha, but again, the free kick was pretty similar. Yes, so that was about it from the game.
Even wanted to see that smirk with the fans. If the fans would have been there, dude, that would have.
True. Wo bahut sahi tha. Free kick was amazing, and no, one goal and four assists in his, I guess, three games is just exceptional. And I mean, who can do that? Matlab, coming into the Premier League, first match mein jab wo injured ho gaya tha, everyone was like, he's not going to cope up with the pace of the Premier League, injury ho jayega, but then he's come out and, you know, just proved everyone wrong till now, at least. So, that's pretty good. So, moving on, it's a really important topic for us, that is Christian Pulisic and injuries. Okay? And that has been a pretty worrisome topic for all Chelsea supporters and Chelsea, in fact. So, what are your thoughts on that, Vinit? Pulisic ka injuries.
Pulisic. I mean, he should be handled pretty delicately as of now. And especially the format is fucked up. I mean, a lot of Premier League managers have voiced this out. And even Liverpool are suffering now because of Joe Gomez's injury. Okay. It is fucking bad. Like, you have five major players injured. And we are thankful that we have a good depth in the squad. So, Pulisic should be handled really very well, because if he's fit, he's directly getting into the team. So, I mean, he should be made to play like one or two games like this. Not at a stretch, but he should be rested well in future. But I didn't know Christian Pulisic had such a bad history with injuries. I mean, this is bad, because he's again sidelined for 1 week now, I think.
Yeah, one more, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's called up.
He's with the United States squad, right?
That could also be serious. Matlab aggravate hoga, that's again a problem. So let's hope that he doesn't play for US. So what are your thoughts on that, Mohit?
Yeah, with Pulisic, he got injured last season twice as well. And then he got injured again after restart, like cup final.
Arsenal
ka
aise
cup final.
That
was the worst one. Like, I was so sad. He remember when he got injured in January against Brighton?
Right.
I guess New Year 2020. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, वो दिन से पता चलना चाहिए था 2020 कैसा साल होने वाला है. Like, so, I mean, he got injured and he never came back. Like, till March, and then obviously virus हुआ and he came back during the restart period. So, yeah, that just shows कि if he gets one of them, he can be out for a long time as well. It's not like short one. Even though this one was a short one, but this one is in a warm up. Like, who gets injured in a warm up? Like, that's so rare. So.
Yeah.
But देखता है, but he's a class player, yeah. He's quality when he's there.
Yeah, whenever he plays, he's really amazing. So even if it's like 3-4 games, but he gets a kill in that 3-4 games. Thoughts on Pulisic, Ritraj?
On his day, Pulisic can walk into any team in the Premier League. If I'm being honest, because you have seen that he made his way into the team. Like it's not like that. If we are Werner and Havertz. They are being given chances from the start. Like, yeah, Havertz has started his first game just by joining in a week of joining the club. But Pulisic was not that case. Pulisic made his way into the team last year, proved himself by coming on as a substitute, started in the team. But again, the injuries that are trailing him. Like, yeah, even after with the new season, he was training with the team, but he again got injured in training. So it's like Pulisic is like kaach ka hai wo bhai, sambhal ke rakhna padega. Aur kuch option nahi hai. We need not play him every single game. Lampard knows the seriousness of this situation. He has even said that he doesn't want to injure, doesn't want to rush him into the team, because that will only aggravate the situation and do nothing else. So yeah, he can be the top player of our team, like he was last season for me at least. But yeah, again, it's important that he stays fit again. Yeah, it is very important.
Yeah, matlab jitna jaldi aa sake, that would be good for us. So moving on from this Pulisic topic to three players that I think have lost their place in the starting 11, namely Marcus Alonso, then it's Kepa, and then there is this player who has to work a lot, okay, to get back into this side, that is Callum Hudson-Odoi, because he's gone down the pecking order because of the likes of CH, Pulisic, Werner, who can play, then Havertz, sab log hai jo wings pe khel sakte. So he has been, you know, the third or fourth choice, whatever it is. So thoughts on that. So let's just go with one player each for y'all. So I'll start with Mohit. What are your thoughts on Kepa? What can he do to get back into the side?
You asked the wrong person.
Yeah. he can do nothing to get back into the side. But Edouard Mendy is never going to lose his spot. So that's why. Sorry, man. Hope he... he's still Spain's second choice goalkeeper. That's good for him. So hope he can get himself a good move somewhere. Hope we can loan him first and then get some good money for him. Because that's all. Because 73 million we spent on that guy. So we have to try to get back some of that. We're not going to get anything.
At least uska 24% to milna chahiye wapas.
Kepa ka only problem is communication hi hai. Main problem. And certain goalkeeping skills. मतलब वो जैसे अप्रोच करता है हर एक शॉट को, तो वो उसका डिसीजन मेकिंग में प्रॉब्लम है. तो देयर इज समथिंग रॉन्ग मेंटली. आई हर्ड दैट समवेयर हिज लाइक हिज गर्लफ्रेंड लेफ्ट हिम और व्हाटएवर, सो दैट वाज द स्टोरी. बट यू नो यू कांट लेट दीज थिंग्स इन, एंड स्पेशली व्हेन यू आर प्लेइंग फॉर अ बिग क्लब.
Exactly.
And then you fuck up your whole game. There is no communication. There is absolutely no desire behind तो बहुत बहुत मुश्किल होता है. इवन इफ इट लाइक इट्स टफ फॉर द डिफेंडर्स टू लीव द बॉल, ये वो. एंड मेंडी तो फकिंग शाउट्स मैन. कुछ भी गलती हुआ वो सिल्वा पे चिल्लाएगा, एसपी पे चिल्लाएगा, कुछ नहीं, ही जस्ट शाउट्स. सो
आई हैव सीन हिम सेइंग लाइक या कम्युनिकेट टू मी, लाइक ही हैज सेड ऑन पिच, आई हैव सीन हिम सेइंग दैट. सो
नहीं बोला वो,
इट फील्स वेरी गुड. नो कम्युनिकेट विद मी, आई सेड.
He said communicate.
Like there are like Aspie. I remember Aspie was doing like this in one game. I think कौनसा game था Ren या फिर कौनसा तो game में वो लोग ने shot मारा and he was like fucking talk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So this needs to be like more predominant thing. अभी आगे जाके अभी Kepa को वही करना पड़ेगा, नहीं तो और कुछ नहीं कर सकता.
एंड मेरे को लगता है थोड़ा बहुत उसका लक का भी सीन है, मतलब व्हेन केपा प्लेस इट्स लाइक किधर से भी शॉट लो वो अंदर जाना पक्का है बेचारा, वो भी थोड़ा है उसका प्रॉब्लम. बट आफ्टर ऑल गोलकीपर थोड़ा बकवास ही है वो.
टेक्निकली देखा जाए तो उसका रीच कम है और उसका स्टार्टिंग पॉइंट का सीन है, मतलब वो जैसे जंप लेता है ना तो 1 2 3 वो जंप का भी प्रॉब्लम है, तो उसका शॉट का वही प्रॉब्लम होता है. तो टेक्निकली कैसा, मतलब आदमी कैसे पीछे जा सकता है टेक्निकली, दैट इज व्हाट आई एम थिंकिंग.
राइट,
या आई कंप्लीटली एग्री विद विनीत, स्पॉट ऑन, एब्सोल्युटली स्पॉट ऑन एनालिसिस. एंड ऑफ कोर्स फॉरगेटिंग हिज रिस्ट्स, कैपस रिस्ट्स आर
राइट
बिस्किट फिंगर्स, सो वो एक और इशू है. सो यू नो ट्राई टू गेट हिम लाइक लोन हिम टू स्पेन, हिज ओन लाइक नेटिव कंट्री, उधर किसी उधर को थोड़ा बहुत अच्छा परफॉर्म कर लेगा. And then hopefully
I don't know,
किसी को चुना लगा देंगे हम, we always do. So Marina,
I don't know if you have read this, but I read it in the Athletic that his technique, like when the shot comes on, he swings his arms in a way that causes him to make a delay in while he dives, so he cannot reach the ball even when the shot is savable. Like it looks savable to us, but his technique is like he swings his arms back and he loses time in that thing. So that was a pretty good insight that I felt like, yeah, it is really losing us time and causing the ball to go in. So that is very difficult. And Kepa being, he's not like Courtois, like he can, just swing out a hand and he can reach that post. He can reach the near post. So that is very difficult. So from that ability, like Vinit said, he needs to improve his technical, technical way of goalkeeping as well.
Right, and now I'm gonna say someone who is absolutely, I think he's transferred out exactly, but after the West Brom game wo banda dikhai nahi hai, theek hai, not even in training, starting 11 to bhul jao, squad mein bhi nahi hai, that's Marcus Alonso. What are your thoughts on that, Vinith? Marcus Alonso,
first thing, he is a wing back, so it's terribly difficult to slot him in this back line. Wing back लोगों को बहुत तकलीफ होता है. He is attack minded. Attackingly, he's like, he has rescued us many times. कितना भी गाली दो स्टार्ट में कि ये क्या है, भागता नहीं है, कुछ नहीं करता है. Like, even if there is a counter, उसका starting point आगे रहेगा तो भी he loses the race with the winger. So that is one thing. Like, he is slow. So, like, he has to improve his technique. I don't know. What is his age now? What will
it's,
be his 29, 30. Yeah, so fucking easy. Like, it's pretty late because there are very, like, there are players who were slow in football, but they have maintained a starting point ki wo log wo counter pe race na lose kare. So they have that technique. So Alonso has to do that, plus he has to have that defensive awareness also piche ka. He needs to communicate with the abhi kaun hai left center back. उसके साथ कम्युनिकेशन अच्छा रहना चाहिए. बट वो कॉन्टे के सिस्टम में ही हैड फुल प्रोटेक्शन पीछे. केहिल था लेफ्ट सेंटर बैक, आई थिंक केहिल था लेफ्ट सेंटर बैक. सो लाइक इट वाज ऑल प्रोटेक्टेड फॉर हिम, तो इसलिए ही वाज शाइनिंग लेफ्ट विंग बैक पे. बट इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर हिम टू गेट बैक नाउ. एमर्सन शायद से पहले फिट हो जाए उस लेफ्ट बैक में.
हाँ, हो सकता है. राइट नाउ ही इज द सेकंड चॉइस राइट नाउ, एंड ही इज बेटर देन अलोंसो आई फील. ठीक है. So moving on to player that is Callum Hudson-Odoi, and thoughts on that, Rituraj? Thoughts on him?
He should get his chances in some games. I feel that, I don't know what it isn't his attitude problem. I can't feel that it is some the kind of attitude that he has. I think the problem is with his agents that are seeking his the way for seeking the club for his game time. Like Callum, as an individual, he has been great in training. You can see the videos on the Fifth Stand app if you have ever seen. Like he has been ethical. He has stepped up in games like the one in the West Brom, one in Krasnodar. He has broken the deadlock. He contributed to that comeback. So overall, his performance whenever he has come on the pitch is very good. He's on the ball. He is very good. He just gives up with the ball. He does create some chances when he goes on in the final third for everyone. So yeah, we should give him game time in at least FA Cup ties, or if it is a mid table side against us, we cannot play every match. We cannot play Werner on the left. Or we cannot play, as Pulisic is injured, Werner plays on the left, of course. But yeah, instead of Werner, you can rest him. You can give Callum some minutes. You can boost his confidence also. And it stays happy for everyone. So Callum should be, given some more chances as a player on the field.
I feel, don't you all think, this is kind of harsh, but I feel that he lacks some of the final third intelligence. That people quite like the players have.
He's a kid.
So now he can't compare with how ZH unlocks the structure or how Werner unlocks the structure. Now I think he has to have some more time. Pata nahi matlab transfer ho gaya Bayern mein jaake matlab kuch zyada hi ukhad diya. But he needs to improve that final third ka, because his attitude is really good. Going direct, taking shots. Taking on man. Abhi scene kya hota hai ki when he is dribbling, he is going direct. But defenders usko read kar lete and then they tackle and fir hum log aisa lagta hai, oh fuck, Joe is not having an impact. Yeah. But his attitude is correct, but only the final third intelligence that the players should have, he needs to increase that. I think wo training pe
hi there's a major difference between the Premier League, the second division of the Premier League, and the under 18s and the men's players. So that is a vast difference. Defenders are quite a lot intelligent in the Premier League. Even the Brighton defenders, like they are even good. It is difficult to read them and just go past. You cannot just go past the defenders in the Premier League. It's the Premier League.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, true. Actually, that's actually absolutely true, Ratraj. And so moving on to the transfers that we have made this season. Six exceptional transfers. Okay, so I'll just start with Werner, who has 8 goals and 3 assists. Okay, then Kai Havertz, who has 4 goals and 3 assists. Then there is Ziyech, who has 1 goal, 4 assists. Thiago Silva, 1 goal, 5 clean sheets, and Edouard Mendy with 6 clean sheets. So absolutely amazing business this transfer window. And out of these 6, I guess, maine bola. Whom do you think has had the biggest impact, Rituraj?
Oh, why me first? Okay, let me think. It's Mendy. You say anything want to say? For me, it's Mendy. Actually, in our previous episodes, I had actually talked of bringing Kepa into form. Like I predicted that he would come back to life after that international break. But yeah, quite didn't go down well. But Mendy, he has kept those streak of clean sheets that has impressed me the most, dude. And those saves, Mendy is the man for me up till now.
Yeah. So what about you, Mohit?
Well, it's a tough one. All of them have been so good, especially now seeing Ziyech as well. But I'll agree with Ritu. This was a tough one between Thiago Silva and Edouard Mendy. But I'm going to go with Mendy because when Kepa was there, we still didn't face that many shots on goal, but they went in. Now it's the same thing, but they don't go in. So, the reason why they don't go in against Manchester United, they could have scored. If Kepa was there, it was total Man United for me. It's simple as that. He's not getting there. So, Mendy, my man. And how easily this guy just catches the ball. comes out and he actually catches the ball, not punches it. Like, idhar bhi aisa punch kar jaye Kappa jaisa ekdam aisa tak karke nachna rehta Kappa boxman. He actually comes out and catches the ball. It's so good to watch. So, yeah. Mendy.
Yeah, so for you as well, it's Mendy. And Vineet, what about you? Mendy again.
It's a tie between Werner and Mendy. Like, attack defense.
Yeah.
So, like, these two were the integral, are the integral parts now. And as you can see, they are playing every game. Like,
true.
They are, Lampard can't pull them out because they are the building blocks. Even if Thiago Silva was not there for a game, we managed. Kai Havertz is not there, we can manage. ZH, we can limp. But, you know, these two players, Mendy. Agar Mendy nahi rahega, toh sab 3-4, 4 goals, 4-4, 5-5. Werner nahi rahega, toh attack ka scene hota. So, like, I feel Mendy and Werner.
If you had to choose one.
I love defense, so Mendy.
Okay. Yeah, it's a majority here for the first time.
Yeah.
Right. And credit goes to Ben Chilwell and Thiago Silva as well. Okay, मतलब वो लोग भी बहुत अच्छा खेले हैं अपने डिफेंस के लिए. And
those three signings,
right, exactly. And because Kai Havertz, मतलब why I don't think he has had great impact because three goals तो उसने मारा. That was against Barnsley. No offense, okay, goals अच्छे थे. And assist, yes, he has done good assist, मतलब दिया है. And then one goal against, I think, Southampton only. तो वो भी है, he's also played well, but उतना impact नहीं आया अभी तक तो at least, but time लगेगा maybe थोड़ा,
that's all about time,
yeah,
right,
that's all you say right
now. Yeah, I had one major question, one major question, guys, this is a big one, just short one, just quickly खत्म करना, because people do get carried away, some people don't, can Chelsea win the league? After grass.
Okay, so right now, condition देख के ना Liverpool का हालत खराब है, ठीक है? Man City भी उतना कुछ खास नहीं है, तो अभी के situation से देखे ना, तो I think top 4 में तो पक्का आ जाएंगे, but contender right now what I feel is Tottenham Hotspur, ठीक है? Because again, वो लोग अच्छा खेल रहे हैं, Jose Mourinho has a habit of winning trophies, and taking all that into account. वो लोग का भी चांसेस है एंड यस अगर लिवरपूल एंड मैन सिटी का सिचुएशन ऐसा ही रहा तो आई गेस चेल्सी हैव आल्सो चांसेस है उनके पास भी थॉट्स गाइस
या लाइक चेल्सी या सॉरी
या गो ऑन
सो या सो आई फील लाइक इट्स वाइड ओपन अभी आगे जाके पता चलेगा बिकॉज़ ऑफ लॉट ऑफ गेम्स हाउ मेनी इंजरीज आर स्टैकिंग अप गोइंग अहेड So it depends on that. So Abhi, if we manage the group really very well, if the players who like which are playing, wo agar aage tak khel rahe, good. Matlab tod sakte hum log. But if people get injured, major players get injured, toh fir scene ho sakta. And this applies to every team. Like Man City, yeah. Ye, wo sab. And even Man City are struggling. If you see, Man City are struggling. Like top teams, United toh top nahin, sorry. But United, garib
all the Arsenal United are below table.
Arsenal
all United chart put together.
Arsenal bhi nahi. But actually, I thought Arsenal start kiya tha na jab mereko laga tha they will play really well this season under Arteta. But again, dekh liya abhi Aston Villa ke samne kya ho gaya, toh bhi malum padi ga unka bhi kya scene hone wala. Most jaisa nothing new. And Willian, bhai, matlab pehla match to he was like Ronaldinho. Kya khila tha? But again, wo to sabko pata hai, especially Chelsea supporters, ki 10 match mein ek match khelega wo waisa. And so wo bhi kya to Arsenal bhi nahi aayega. So yeah, actually it's quite open now. The league is open.
But matlab Arsenal ka mereko yehi nahi samajhta hai ki how is he like managing Rob Holding piche? And El Neni, like, what the fuck? And why are you even trying for top three? Like, theek hai, matlab if they play
let's
well.
Let's leave that for Arteta.
Yeah.
Let him do it.
None of our concerns.
Let him and Kroenke find out. That's not for us. But genuinely speaking, the onus is upon us now. Like, Karthik, you said Man City has struggled, Liverpool has struggled. It's not like that.
True.
We have that chance. It all depends on how we perform rather than other teams performing. Like, you bring out results like last year, like going on until Christmas period, having an unbeaten run of away games like that. We need something sort of that thing that continues over Christmas. Like, we baffled in Christmas last year, but now we have our players. We potentially have all our players back. We should continue this. As long as our players and we perform good, we are on the top of the table. And I can say that we can win the league. Dude, we can win the league. Like, really win it.
Yeah, and please,
what will you prefer, Champions League or Premier League?
Yeah, obviously the Champions League, but I don't think that's a realistic aim for this club right now.
Yeah,
and please, a request, just don't consider Tottenham Hotspur anywhere near a Premier League title. It's cute, okay? It's cute, but it's never going to happen. Jose Mourinho, jitna bhi trophy jitega, Tottenham ke haath mein kabhi nahi jeet paye. It's Tottenham Hotspur. It's definition of Tottenham Hotspur is no trophies. So it's cute. That's it.
It's gonna happen.
अगर जीत गए ना लोग हंसेंगे ठीक है अच्छा तो खेल रहे अभी वैसे ठीक है चलो सो दैट वाज अबाउट इट फ्रॉम दिस एपिसोड सो गाइस आई एम गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट समथिंग रियली इंपॉर्टेंट राइट नाउ दैट इज समथिंग कॉल्ड एज जेएफके जस्ट फॉर किक्स एंड इट्स एन एनजीओ व्हिच वर्क्स फॉर चिल्ड्रन अनप्रिविलेज्ड चिल्ड्रन हु डोंट हैव द अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑफ यू नो education and football and sports in general, actually. So we TTB is working with them for, you know, raising funds and also providing them with equipments and all that. So I would like to know your thoughts on that, Ritraj, some points which you would like to add to.
Yeah, Just for Kicks and Chelsea Fan Reviews are doing a great job. We have already raised 40% of the amount. Like, we were raising 42K. We have already raised around 19-20K. So that's a pretty strong campaign. In a week's time, we have raised this much. Thank you to all those who have donated, all those who are contributing to this campaign. It's a great thing for us as a community. We want our football community at the grassroots level to develop. That's what our ideology has been. Like, whether it be the grassroots football fiesta last year, and this year with the Keto campaign for Just for Kicks for Privileged Children. Our aim is to improve grassroots football. And even Chelsea from London, the people who are at London from the headquarters, they are supporting us. They are backing us. So we just need your support. And we'll just keep you updated with our social media handles.
And also, if you all want to donate, we have the link in the description as well. So you all can donate. You can check out the description for that. So, guys, thanks a lot for joining in this episode 4 of Tea with CTB, especially Vineet. It was, again, great pleasure talking to you.
So
that was about it. Let's hope this international break jaldi khatam ho jaye and we play against Newcastle. So let's hope that we get another clean sheet or at least win. Okay, win ko mil jana chahiye, but St. James Park, easy nahi hai. So let's hope for the best and let's keep the blue flag flying high and let's go Chelsea.
Yeah, up the
Chelsea. Up the Chelsea.
That's right.